Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of the Disney Dining Show. I'm Pete Werner, and this is another one of those reviews that was filmed in the parks, and they didn't do an intro or an outro, so I have to do that here. Charles and Steve got a chance recently to do a full-on review of Pizza Rizzo over at Disney's Hollywood Studios. And just a reminder to everybody, as of the time of this recording, it is in seasonal operation, which means it's not always open. And personally, that's a good thing. But let's hear what Steve and Charles think of Pizza Rizzo.
Hey everyone, Steve Porter here with Charles Boda.
Hey, how's it going?
We are here to check out our, you know, not our favorite place.
No, we're eating a Pizza Rizzo, and we usually go pretty harsh on it whenever you see us on the show discussing things. I don't think we have an official review up right now with all of us, so we thought we'd hit it up, and it's important to mention, you've heard us say a lot of negative things about it, but we never go in looking to criticize or looking for a negative experience.
Right. We're hoping this will be the best pizza we've ever had.
Yeah. I mean, we're not expecting it, but we're still hoping price per value and everything measures up, and that it's a decent place to catch some food. And every place can have a good day or bad day, so each experience is going to be different. So we're going to give it another shot.
All right. Let's do it.
Okay, so we're upstairs about to eat, and I gotta be honest, it's really cool and comfortable out here, and you've got a pretty decent view, a little bit of the construction off in the distance, and it's always dead out here. Nobody is ever here, but I think they're trying to take advantage of the AC. But if you do decide to eat outside, these fans do the trick. It's very hot outside right now, and I'm pretty relaxed and comfortable, so I like the area of Rizzo's just fine. Now we're gonna find out if I like the meatball sub just fine. I know I've been disappointed by pizza in the past, so I'm gonna give the meatball sub a shot, and that ran me $9.99. So just a penny short of $10 for this hopefully satisfying meal. I mean, it's not good, but it's also, you know, it is $10, and I think that my expectations are a little lowered for a meatball sub, because one of the things, I love pizza, I'm a huge pizza aficionado, I also love sandwiches, but this bothers me less than the pizza does, because it's very easy to make a really good pizza. I didn't expect the quality of these meatballs to be super high or anything like that, but I mean, it's standard. It's not way worse than you'd expect. And where their pizza drops a ball a lot is the tomato sauce. There's a little bit of sauce here, but there's really not a lot. In fact, one of the critiques I give it is that it's a bit dry. But it's not disgusting. It's not completely awful. But it is definitely on the low end of meatball subs I've ever had in my life. It also comes with a pasta salad, just as the pizzas do. And it's a pasta salad. It's fine. I'll add salt. There's nothing really special about it, but I do like that it's different than the usual fried potato sides that you get everywhere else, but it's also not too overly impressive. So, all in all, I'm not bothered that I spent $10 on it, but I'm not planning on doing it again either.
So, I got the vegetable pizza for $10.49. It looks a little like a microwavable pizza, personal size. I got mushrooms, onions, peppers, all the good stuff, so. They say bad pizza's even good. Not true. This is just, I mean, it's edible, and I'll finish it because I'm hungry for lunch. But I don't know what it is. I think Charles is right. It's the pasta sauce, but it's also how bad the crust is. The crust is somehow just so, I mean, it's like definitely cardboardy. There's no flavor to the crust, and it's like very like almost rubbery. And you can kind of like knock on it a little bit. I don't know. It's, I guess, not rubbery, plasticky. I mean, the vegetables on top help a little bit with giving it a little bit more flavor. I've gotten the cheese pizza in the past, and that's even worse. So, I mean, I guess that's a suggestion if you do get dragged in here. I also got the pasta salad. I haven't tried it yet. Oh, I spilled it everywhere. Well, that's what happens. All right, well, what I have left, let's see. Like Charles said, it's pasta salad. It's fine. I spilled it all over the table. I'm not that upset. But I don't know. I'm not coming back here anytime soon unless it's for work. So it is what it is.
All right, so I've finished the meatball sub, and just to give you an update on how the rest of that went down, you know, it's basically bread and meatballs and a slice of cheese on it. And I stick by what I mentioned earlier. It's not good by any means, but I would definitely get that over any of the pizzas. I think that the bread, while not good, is much better than their dough, which is where you have more expectations, I guess. The roll is just a roll or a bun or whatever. And meatballs and cheese. So, you know, it's all right. I wouldn't do it again, but I would be less angry if somebody brought me here and I was forced to make a choice. So not high marks, but also, you know, it's not awful. So the last thing on the list for today is I decided to get a dessert just to try it out because I've never had a dessert here. So Steve and I are each going to take a bite of the cannellini. We're not going to eat it Lady and the Tramp style. I know that's what some of you are hoping for at this point. But I'm just going to take a piece off of one of these halves. I'm not sure whether this is a great, you know, midsummer sweet dessert, how that's going to go down. But I'll try and get some chocolate in there as well. Nope. It's sweet. The texture's not great. The flavor's not really great. The only thing it has going for it is that it's sweet. This thing ran like $5. So honestly, $5 I would put it as a bit pricey for something like this. If you just want something sweet and sugary, there are other options. There's nothing very unique or specific about it. It's got a crunchy outside crust, some chocolate on top, and then the cannellini filling is a little rough in texture, and it just tastes sweet. So that's not a standout at all. I'd skip it.
All right, so I'm going for a bite. Let's see how it goes. Yeah, it's nothing remarkable. It's probably the best thing I've had here. Well, actually, the pasta salad is probably the best thing I had here, and that's just because it was just pasta salad, average pasta salad. But yeah, with a low benchmark, this is above average for pizza Rizzo. I'll just give it another bite. Let's see. I mean, I'm not on a diet, but it's not worth the calories. I'll just say that. I would not purchase this. Just don't come here. That's what it is. That's what it comes down to. To give you a recap also, back on the pizza, I didn't finish it. I did eat more than I thought I was going to because I was so hungry. And now I just have a stomach ache. So yeah, just don't come here. So we just finished up our meal. It's just an unfortunate location at Hollywood Studios.
The one of the worst parts about it is that it actually is really comfortable in there. Mm-hmm. One of the reasons it's really comfortable is because nobody goes there and there's a lot of space.
True.
One of the reasons nobody goes there is because the food is terrible. So if they had better food, it would probably be crowded and it wouldn't be as comfortable. So the entire thing is just a paradox of awfulness.
Yeah. Well, and the other thing that I am always disappointed with Pizza Rizzo when I go inside is the lack of Muppets presence.
Yeah.
Because it is a Muppets-themed location, mm-hmm. but, like, it's very sparse. Like, there's some cartoon drawings I noticed, similar to, the Brown Derby, how there's the, you know, the caricatures, but instead it's in Muppet characters. Mm-hmm. So there's, like, that, and there's, like, other small little touches. But besides that, you would not really even know that it's a Muppet-themed quick service location at all. I'm sure many people have gone in here and not even realized it was, besides Rizzo. But I don't know.
The rest of the theme is New York Pizzeria, which in Central Florida is not a, like... It's not a weird thing to come across. Yeah. There are ones within a billion places from here.
But. If their theme is going to be just a New York pizza place or whatever, then that's fine. But, like, it just feels like they put like a half effort into it. It's like, oh, it's a Muppet themed location, but we only have the budget for like these two small like bulletin boards with Muppet things on them and a couple caricatures of Muppet characters. And besides that, your $300 budget of Muppet, props is blown. It's like, I don't know. It just feels very weird. It seems like they could have invested more into it. It also feels very like, It could just be that it's so empty because no one comes here, mm-hmm. but it just feels very, sterile. Like, it feels very clean. Like, it does feel clean, which is good, but it just feels, like, empty. I don't know if that makes sense.
It was so empty that, and this was actually my favorite time eating here ever, it was so empty that there was a praying mantis on one of the seats. And nobody around to notice it. It was like there was like one cast member who like walked by and looked at it just to check and make sure it was still there, as if he had been looking at that praying mantis for like the past 3 hours without it moving. That's the most fun and most satisfied I've ever been here. Is like, where did that praying mantis come from? Yeah. Did somebody bring it? Because if it's from the wild, it had a pretty long trek to make it all the way over here.
Impressive.
So yeah, that's a way to go, praying mantis. The story of that praying mantis was the only thing that kept me from hating my trip here.
I think, overall, would you come back?
I will. I'll be forced to for some reason. And that's the annoying thing is at some point we'll have to do another review.
True.
Like, more than 10 people will not hate it and will be like, well, it's been a while, let's give it another chance. And I'm dreading that day because it's just... It's not a bad day. This is an average day here.
Sure. Unless it's for work, will not be back. It's just not a good place.
You'll be back when I'm back.
We can't
escape this place,
probably,
but you can.
Yeah, we'll probably be doing another, like, flash forward to another review of us doing this in, like, 2 years from now or something, and it'll be like, we're back here again, and it's just as awful as always. But anyways, I think that'll do it for this review. Thanks for watching, guys. If you did like the video, like the video. And subscribe if you like our channel. Thanks so much for watching.
And there you have it. That's their take on Pizza Rizzo at Disney's Hollywood Studios. Thanks for being with us. We will be back with you again next week with another episode of the Disney Dining Show. Have a great week, everybody.